For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The murders at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last June thrust two of the state's top public officials into the forefront, Republican Governor Nikki Haley and then-Mayor of Charleston Joe Riley, a Democrat. Both leaders received praise for their roles in the aftermath. The two were co-recipients of this year's leadership awards from Furman University's Riley Institute. Earlier this year, Haley and Riley sat down for a joint interview with the Institute and reflected on the events of last June 17th. Church pastor, State Senator Clemente Pinckney was among the victims, and Governor Haley recounted how she had left a message on Pinckney's cell phone, offering her assistance upon hearing of the shootings.
I never thought that he wouldn't get that call. It was a legislative day. I assumed he was in the legislature. I assumed he was at meetings. And so it never crossed my mind at that point that he would never hear that message.
I knew that Senator Pinckney wasn't there because the legislature was in session. He's a dutiful member of the legislature. So I knew he wasn't there. And when I went to the church, it was cordoned off, and asked them if Senator Pinckney had arrived yet, because I knew he'd be coming down at breakneck speed. And they said, Mayor, Senator Pinckney was in there. The sanctity and sacredness of any church is inviolate, and it's unspeakable, any act of violence in a place of God. But there in that church, in the city, was just overwhelming.
Like the mayor says, this is Bible study. You know, this is what so many South Carolinians do every Wednesday night. And so the shock of something like this happening in the most sacred of places was hard to stomach. What was hard for me was the heartbreak of what had happened. And how do you heal a state in a way that children aren't scared to go to church? And how do you heal a state in a way that's the place we go to feel safe? And when you suddenly realize that a place like that is no longer safe, you want to wrap your arms around the state and protect that.
And we made it clear it was a hate crime. So no one in the community would think this was going to be whitewashed or excused away. It was a crime of racial hatred. And I said to the community, we will respond with this hate, with love and prayer. We will care for and love each other.
You had 12 people that went to Bible study, and then came this person that didn't look like them, didn't act like them, and didn't sound like them. They didn't call the police. They didn't send them out. Instead, they pulled up a chair, and they prayed with him for an hour. That kind of love and acceptance was so powerful that literally 2 days later, you saw family members look that murderer in the eye and forgive him. That forgiveness was so moving that you saw an entire state not have protests, they had hugs, not have violence, there was love. And then you saw an entire country sit in awe at a totally different response they had seen in any other state.
Governor Nikki Haley and former Charleston Mayor Joe Riley looking back on last June's Emmanuel Church murders. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.